On today's program, teenage pregnancy trending down in Jamaica. Stay with us to hear more. The rate of adolescent pregnancy in Jamaica is trending down as a result of several interventions by the government. Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, Dr. Zoe Simpson, says the adolescent pregnancy rate in 1978 was approximately 31 to 32%, compared to 18% in 2008. Dr. Simpson says the decline is evidence based on the recruitment patterns of the center.
We're very happy that the figures seem to be going down. We have not done the empirical research. However, by virtue of the fact that we recruit on the ground at the health centers, where we must find the girls, we must see them at the health centers and the hospitals, because they have to go for their antenatal care and the postnatal care and for delivery in the hospital. So if there's a teen mother, we are going to find them. What we are finding then is that we are not interfacing with as many as, say, 5 years ago. So from just anecdotally, it really seems as though the numbers are trending down.
She says the decline is also due to more young girls being better educated about pregnancy, family planning, and the different methods of contraception. The WCJF was established in 1978 in response to the high level of adolescent pregnancies in the country at the time. It provides continuing education for adolescent mothers and the return of school-age mothers to formal education system. Dr. Simpson says recruitment is carried out at health centers and hospitals, where the young women receive support to care and deliver their babies. The executive director notes that 52% of teens who do not receive intervention and counseling by the WCJF or complete their secondary education have second pregnancies.
The second pregnancy rate has remained below 2% among the girls who access this program of intervention, unlike those who don't come, who don't have that kind of support and who do not receive the intervention, the counseling and so on.
To date, more than 45,000 teen mothers have been assisted through the WCJF, with graduates pursuing higher education or being gainfully employed. One such person is Simone Brown, whose name has been changed on request. Simone, a mother of two, had her first child at age 16. While attending the WCJF, she passed 5 CXE subjects and has been receiving much needed support from the center.
My first 9 months was actually in school at the Women's Center of Jamaica. I was getting help from my parents, the Women's Center of Jamaica. It's looked down on by some people of the community, some people of Jamaica, because their teenage girls are pregnant. They don't know what you go to Women's Center for. You actually get opportunities at the Women's Center when you're a certain age, like from the ages of 12 to 14 or 15. You don't reach 60 stage as yet. After you have your child, they try their best to get you enrolled into another institution where you can further your education.
Simone, who is happy the teenage pregnancy numbers are trending down, has some words of encouragement for teenage girls.
If you are not pregnant as a teenager right now, please just focus on school and moving forward with your life. If you reach a certain age where you're out of school, out of university, wherever, if you get your certificate for whatever you want to achieve in life and you decide that you want to have a child, make sure you're in a stable working environment so you can provide for your kids fully.
Teen mother Simone Brown. For further information on support and counseling services, contact the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation at 929-7608.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802. Or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.